ona zo wa wegum. Kay, onska da wa nya wa dana asa FM gahna wa ke zo wa dam sada. Welcome. You are listening to 103.7 FM, CKRK, K103 gahna wa ke.
Calico Cottage is proud to sponsor this important event on K103.7 that promotes our language and culture. Calico Cottage, located on Highway 132 in Gahnawage.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to day two at the Language and Culture Fair live, broadcasting live from the K103.7 kiosk at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And what a day we are going to have here. I'm joined, of course, by Joe Delarone, ready to get this day going.
Well, we certainly had a great day yesterday.
That we did.
I'll say that. We can, as we look forward to today, if we look back at what happened yesterday, and I think the enthusiasm that we saw in this building among the people who were not only the people who are participating and guests and visitors, but the people who are actually putting on the shows and the kiosks, and we had singers in here, we had Joe and Leo in here. The enthusiasm level is really, really impressive here.
And we're certainly expecting, you know, the crowd to shuffle in the time being. Everybody's still getting up here, setting up here, rather, with their displays and all the stuff they have for the people coming in.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, there were some very good reviews on your performance yesterday. And yesterday, of course, you had some good help with Mr. Stacy.
That's right.
Coming in to give a hand, and it was really appreciated. But the pace of the program yesterday made it exciting, and people who maybe weren't planning to come out hearing it said, maybe I better get over there.
Then you're going to have the chance to come on over. Well, of course, the Language and Culture Fair is going to be going on until 8 p.m. this evening, and all kind of different events happening.
And of course, the doors just opened now.
That's
officially
right.
3 o'clock, and already you can probably hear some of the buzz in here as people are coming along and getting ready to either visit or get the booths manned and all of that. So it's a lot of fun. And a couple of things we talked about in passing yesterday I think are important. Number one, for those, I really enjoyed the fact that they had that kind of elders table. Mm-hmm. Where it's just a table. It's just a picnic table set up. But that thing was full all the entire, 5 hours of
yeah.
the event. There were people coming in there, just people sitting together and talking and enjoying themselves. And that was a really nice touch. It wasn't, nobody sponsored it. It was just there. And also, for those who have young children, there's a little area set up with some toys and
yeah,
some...
A little kiddie corner with some action for the little ones.
Yes. So, you know, if you're one of those who's saying, well, geez, I don't know if I can pull it off here, have the kids with me, and there's a place for them as well. So, and of course, if you're like me and you haven't had lunch yet, I'm looking over at the Gariwanoru kitchen there.
I know.
I want to call it a soup kitchen because I know they've had the corn soup for a while, and that's been pretty good. And
they walked out with a nice bouquet of a surprise, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be delicious. That's for sure.
Yeah, and there's no charge to get in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can come in, you know, spend some time. You know, come see us too at K103. Say hi to us here, but you know, make sure to stop at every single one of the displays here and check out all the great stuff they have.
Our location here is at the back of the Knights of Columbus Hall, toward the stage. Well, right in front of the stage. And there's a display behind us, a little film that's running, and you can check that out. A lot of people who are having snacks come up there and sit and watch that. But there's a lot of fun things. The Ganyokahaga Unguan or Rauchichokwa Language and Cultural Center has their display right next to us. And we got our pictures taken with Duda Dano Okwardi yesterday. I don't think you had a chance yet, eh?
I snuck around when I was all finished here to, you know, go see the two of them.
Because I know you were beyond extremely busy yesterday. I know you had a sandwich and it took you 4 hours.
To not even finish it.
And you still didn't finish it. You'd eat it during the news breaks and things like that. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of different people coming by. We had some of the people who are manning the booths or running the booths. Also, we had people who are just kind of visiting and dropping by and giving their impressions of what they thought it meant, you know, to be here.
Some of the organizations that are here, of course, you just mentioned the KOR, but there's also like education as well. There's Cattery School. There's it's slipping my mind right now.
Well, you have, like, in terms of education, never mind just Caughnawaga. You have the various schools.
Yes.
Because Indian Way is, they've had people from there stopping by. And, of course, right. Gardiwa Nordu.
And also as far as Champlain, Lennoxville.
Yeah, and there's and Six Nations, mm-hmm. which has a very interesting program. Yesterday we were hoping to talk to Mr. Deer, Thomas Deer, not Tommy Deer at the Cultural Center, but this is Thomas Deer, who's Ganasonghu's brother.
Yes.
He lives in Six Nations. He's from Caughnawaga, but he's been living there for years. He's married. He has his family there. But he's here because they have an accredited program, language program, that's, completely accredited. And you're able to get a degree and things like that. So he's here recruiting, so if people are interested, that's at the front of the hall. You'll see him there. And
we also, like, right across from us, we have basket weaving as well.
And yesterday we were asked if we could just mention that if you wanted to learn basket weaving, you could just stop by, sign up. And the request was that you do so right away, because it's a process that takes a while. And lo and behold, they filled it up. So they said a big thank you, Nyaokoa, to K103, because they heard it on the radio, rushed over and signed up, and he's got his gang ready to do the work.
Yeah, it looks like they're ready to go again today. In the meantime, everybody's still setting up their displays, but people are still coming in. It is now open, so come on down to the Language and Culture Fair. It looks like they're going to have a few opening words starting in just a few moments.
Okay, so they're going to... Okay, so there is no official opening,
because the
opening was done yesterday, and it'll only conclude at the end of the festivities. Yeah, but Gasanahue will have a few opening words, and she'll be doing that shortly. So we'll cover that as well. Just a list of some of the other people who are coming.
Well, looking at who is set up here, let's see. We're actually going to be talking to KSCS Wellness Center and Zinio Guardi Hoda Committee will be coming on later on this evening, coming around about 5 o'clock. And we're also going to have Collective Impact as well joining us later on. And KMHC is going to be joining us, it looks like, this hour as well, coming up just a little later. Right here on K103.7. Again, we are coming in live from the Knights of Columbus Hall at the Language and Culture Fair. And looks like we're getting ready to start the with some welcoming words here.
I'd just like to welcome everybody to day two of the Language and Culture Fair. Nyamakoa for your participation. Day one turned out amazing. The working group is very happy with everybody's participation. Your booths and displays are beautiful. Everybody's hard work is much appreciated. Today we're welcoming everybody back. We look forward to the community's participation. Please share the event with your friends and family. Tell them to come out. There's a lot to see. We're showcasing our language and culture to the community. There's different activities for them. We have Gardiwa Nordu doing a fundraiser food sale, so there's food available to come out and eat. We have the Ganyak Gahago and Gawana Raudi Jokwa here with Dutadano Okwari. So there's a nice activity for the children. Come out and take your pictures. It's a keepsake for the fair. We also have some local crafters doing presentations in the room. There's a lot of different things going on, so we're welcoming the community to come out. We're here from 3 to 8 p.m. And we're also going to be doing door prizes again. And we have a half and half to look forward to. Somebody's going to win some Awista Nua. So again, on behalf of the Language and Culture Fair Working Group and the Kahnawake Language and Culture Network. We say Nyawa Goa to everybody, and we look forward to seeing you. Nyawa.
All right, there you go. So, Warizose with a nice introduction to the crowd here today. And we're also going to speak to, we'll speak to a few people. Gasanahoe Sky Deer, of course. Yadzohayas. Gasanahoe Sky Deer has graciously joined us here on the program. And she is one of the organizers for this event, which has turned out to be a huge success day one. You have to be thrilled with how day one went.
Yes, it was really, as you mentioned, a success. So many people came through the doors yesterday. You know, there's just so much that Kahnawake has to offer. It's absolutely amazing to see everybody coming together like this. And just the opportunity to dialogue with people that you probably wouldn't usually, you know, and then see all of the different programming and activities and events that we have going on in Kahnawake. It's just, you know, it's overwhelming. It's great.
It's
in
great.
A good way.
Fantastic, especially, you know, day two rolling on as, you know, people are just starting to slowly shuffle in here to the Knights of Columbus Hall. And okay, we're just getting a little set up here. Gasanahoe, let's talk a little bit about the Language and Culture Network. We talked about it yesterday, but, you know, day two, a new day. Let's talk about what's going on.
So maybe what I'll do is just recap what the Language and Culture Network is all about. We have a Ganyageha name. It's Dewaharada Zinu Gwarihoda. We're a grassroots group. It's comprised of community members, representatives of organizations, different programs, or just people who are interested in the overall development of language and cultural programming in the community. And we were established in May of 2017, so we're coming up on our one-year anniversary. And, you know, it was really to bring together people to discuss new ideas, new opportunities for collaboration, look at our gaps, overlaps in service delivery, maybe to talk about our funding sources and so that we're not competing against each other, and then to come up with new ideas of stuff we never thought of. And the Language and Culture Fair is one of them. This is something that has never been done in Kahnawake before, of bringing everybody together in a one location like this so that everybody who, you know, is interested in finding ways that they could take language classes or learn about culture or basically, you know, find out new things that's going on in the community. Everything is available here today. You
That's
know?
Right. And everybody can come on down. It's open until 8 p.m. this evening, and it's all free too. You can come in and just look at all the displays, get some information. You know, maybe you might even sign up for something as well, some of the classes that are going to be coming up. And
even the network itself, we're always looking for new people who want to come and participate. It's not a closed organization or entity. Like we said, we're grassroots, and anybody who has anything that they want to contribute or new ideas or things we might not have thought of, they're always welcome to come and attend. We try to advertise when our meetings are on the Ganyagahaga Umbawana Raudi Jokwa Language and Culture Center's Facebook page. You know, we're trying to find new ways to get the word out there that we are here to stay, the Language and Culture Network, and that we are open for, as I mentioned, new people to come and be a part of the working group and come up with, you know, new ideas, new collaborations. So it's really exciting.
Well, this is really exciting and really a fantastic idea what's happening not only yesterday but today as well. I also want to just talk to you about like yesterday's events and your thoughts on how the whole day just like
came. Well, with the traditional singing, I thought was a really nice touch for people to hear, you know, our social songs be sung over the air. Zuze Denolio Diaguegordo Tarha Seungwaneha, and it's really important to hear the elders. I mean, we have an elders table here. We invited about 30 different elders from the community so that people could come and sit with them and engage. You know, the way they speak is the old way, the old Kanyageha or Ungweneha, as they say.
And especially when you had Paul Deer join them, so it was like the Holy Trinity almost, like the show. It was just an awesome show.
And then, you know, having the little kids here, there's a little kids section for them to play, and we purposely place them right close close to the elders so that there's, you know, some exchange of some dialogue. And what was our doxa zadorisa tigana? No, we didn't hear none of that. But all jokes aside, you know, it's just an overall positive community event. And just as I said, we've seen so many people come through the door yesterday. There are door prizes, there's raffles, there's curriculum sales, food. The Gariwan Ordo is doing a fundraiser. They're handling the kitchen. Pictures with Dudo and Okwardi.
Yeah.
All of the different crafters that were here. You know, Richard Nolan with his basket making. Merit Cross displaying her class was here, actually doing their beadworking class and showing some of the beautiful work that they're doing. Yeah, so there's just so much. And, you know, we just encourage community members, you know, just pop in. All it takes is 20, 30 minutes of your time. Take a walk around, talk to some people, get some pamphlets or some information, and, you know, maybe we'll do it again. I don't know what the future holds. If it's after this determined that it was a huge success and the community wants to see it again, maybe it'll turn into an annual or biannual event. Not sure, but, you know, more to come from the Language and Culture Network.
That's pretty amazing, like what you just mentioned. It's all happening right here, right now, live at the Knights of Columbus Hall for the Language and Culture Fair. We are K1037. I am Denon. That is Joe Delarone. And, of course, being joined by Gus Nahue Sky Deer, just reflecting on the day that was yesterday, but also what's going on today.
And, of course, we'll be joined by several other people, either among the organizers, among the participants, or those who are manning the booths, whatever we're doing. We have a couple lined up for you in just a couple of minutes. But Gus, I wanted to say something, because you're at an age where when you were a little kid, you went to Gariwanoro.
Gariwanoha.
Gariwanoha. Sorry. Gariwanoha.
They just did not think I did want to stop.
Excuse, as they used to say in the
they
language.
Still say.
Excuse.
Excuse.
Not excuse. Excuse. When I was young. Anyway, but the fact is, you went to Gariwanoha. Mm-hmm. And so you grew up in the time when, wow, you know, you could go to school and do this. It wasn't always the way, and probably just before you were born is around the time they started to do this.
79, yep.
So it's a whole different era. So now we're seeing people who are young adults who have grown up in this. Something people of my age group didn't. Mm-hmm. It's not to say you didn't know about our traditions or customs or things like that, but people just had stopped speaking.
Yeah.
And so this renewal of understanding our ways, and especially the older ways and language, is being really highlighted here. Mm-hmm. The fact that, you know, you mentioned we're here, we're not going away, and we've come back.
Yep.
in many ways. So it's I think this is a celebration of that.
And if you just look to the left of us, which is the Ganyagahaga Ungawanarao Di Jokwa's booth, they have a 40-year balloons on display, because this is the 40th year of its existence.
That's
in the
right.
Community. And I'm almost 40. So as you mentioned, this whole resurgence of our identity and reclamation of our language and culture, you know, because as you mentioned, there was a gap. You know, I don't know if it's a result of residential school or Indian day school, or, you know, Ganyageha language being spoken was thought of as a deterrent, or that, you know, young people weren't going to be successful if they weren't good speakers in English, Jorhasa, or French. So, you know, it's sad that that's a reality of our history. But the fact of the matter is that we're making a new future. And we always talk about, you know, the seven generations and ensuring that they have the opportunities to know who they are and to continue this legacy of our identity as Ungwehunwe and Ganyagahaga people and Ganawagihirono. So, you know, this is all part of our, like I said, reclamation and revitalization, and it's such an awesome thing to see, and positive energy in this building. And
I gotta say,
checking out my new shirt.
I love this ribbon shirt. I've
just
always
got
been
it.
Yeah, the brand new one.
I had to debut it.
That's why I was looking at it, because I never saw you wearing that one before. It's just the traditional purple and white, which I am very partial to. I've always loved our colors. I'll say that. I'm a big fan. So, all right. Well, Gus, I know you got lots to do. You're in a hurry to get back to talk to people and stuff. It's already, we're off to a good start here, Dan.
I think so, yes. The doors are wide open for everybody to come on down. So, niawa, Gus, nahue.
All right, niawa, ko waza, wagwego.
We'll be seeing her a little later on. Of course, you can see her if you come on down, and you can see a lot more coming up right now. And we're going to have a few more people come on As we speak right now, this is, of course, K103's live coverage at the Knights of Columbus Hall for the Language and Cultural Center. And I have two guests with me right now. I have Lisa Peterson and Linda DeLille. Ladies, good afternoon.
Hello. Hey. Good afternoon.
How are you two doing?
Oh, we're doing well.
We're doing really good.
Yeah.
You're all getting set up for day two action here?
Oh, we're living for this today. It's amazing. After yesterday's experience, today we're looking forward to it.
So what can you tell me about what you guys are doing here for everybody to come in and see?
Well, we're very, very happy, very proud to be able to present what Kateri Memorial Hospital Center does with regard to protecting the language, to promoting it, to preserving it. And, you know, every day we do a number of initiatives, and you know, the language is spoken, is understood within the hospital center, you know, and a lot of it is employee generated. It's
That's
not,
right.
You know, it's not from the top down. It's from the employees who, you know, who want to. We're a community hospital, so we have to reflect our community in our language, in our values. So, you know, we're very proud to be able to showcase that at our booth.
And it's really beautiful to see what's going on here today. Let's talk about what you experienced yesterday with the people coming in, coming to your booth, asking questions. You know, well, what was that feeling like?
It was very encouraging. Yeah, you know, we wanted to have the fair. We had a couple of dates, and regretfully things came up and we weren't able to hold them on those dates. But, you know, what better time than, you know, the part of Cultural Awareness Month to have this, you know, to have the fair, Language and Culture Fair. So yesterday was very encouraging. The place was crowded. It was packed. There was, you know, so much discussion and so many faces. And it really speaks to how our people feel about, you know, keeping our language and our culture. And anyway, it's just so heartening.
It's really inspiring, you know, for those of us that are trying to learn our language and trying to live the way we're supposed to live or the way we're choosing to live. And it's inspiring that every single organization and place in town has something that speaks to who we are as Ungwahungwe people. So it was really inspiring. And it's really something to look forward for our kids, you know, that we're trying to raise to have first language speakers that are going to be able to go to into any one of the organizations in Ngunnawalgan and be serviced in their language or have some aspect of it there. So it's really amazing.
Of course, I'm sitting with Lisa Peterson, who's communications officer at the Kateri Memorial Hospital Center, also with Linda DeLille, director of operations. And how are things going at the Kateri Hospital Center these days in terms of like language and what's going on over there?
It's very employee driven. We have we've been participating in the MCK's language classes and culture classes for the last 5 years. Myself and another employee will be graduating from that this year. And every year we get a few spots for employees to take those classes, and there's an overwhelming demand for it. People are now having to write essays and make a commitment, and we see that it's being reignited in people. And everything that we do, we don't have to tell our employees or our staff that you need to incorporate our culture or our language into it. They're just doing it now, you know, and it's so nice, you know, as somebody who's creating the stuff for them, that they're asking. We're not telling them that they have to do it, you know.
We have a language and culture coordinator at the hospital for employees, and so this individual, you know, initiates a lot of activities. There's language classes, there's a lot of presentations on different aspects of our culture, and it's open to our, you know, to the entire employee body at Kateri. So our non-native, non-local employees are more than welcome to attend, so that they can understand, you know, the people that they're caring for and how we're thinking and what causes us to act certain ways or say certain things or believe, you know. So they certainly need that. So that, you know, that's going on over at Kateri.
We also have our lobby TV that, of course, we show health messages on it, but we also show the Dana Wari or Yagwatsara Daje episodes, or we have cultural teachings that we put on there. We feel it's very important that we have a mix of both health promotion, but also language and culture that's put on there. And you'll notice that a lot of our signage in the hospital is also in Ganyangeha. We have our telephone message. Yeah. You know, like, we're doing everything that we know how to do and that is possible in order for us to contribute, you know, to our language continuing on.
And I'm sure everybody who is you're caring for, they're definitely very appreciative and love what they're hearing right now from all of you guys.
Like, yeah. I certainly hope so, yeah. I believe they are, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, like we said, it's employee-driven. You know, you see the spark in our employees, you see the desire. They're walking around with their ribbon skirts on, you know, that they made themselves, or showcasing their medicine bags that they made, you know, or walking around and they learned a new word, so they're using it and everything, and it's inspiring, you know.
Well, let's move to what's going on here at the Language and Culture Fair. You two are set up, I would imagine, on the other side, because I cannot see you.
We're near the washrooms, actually.
We're right in the corner.
right in the corner. Tell us about your setup over there, what you got displayed.
So the CHU, the Community Health Unit nurses, we have a nurse that noticed that more of her clients, when they were coming in for their well baby clinic checkups, were being spoken to in the language. So she took it upon herself to find books that were in Ganyangeha. So now that's an actual program where if she notices that a child's being spoken to, she reinforces it by offering them a book in our language.
One of the new services we plan to provide when our expansion and renovation project is complete is traditional medicine. So for the past few years, we've been...
We've been piloting the project.
Exactly. We've been piloting the project and the traditional medicine. So we have we have a lot of information at our booth speaking about the different things that are occurring within, within that pilot project. So that's very encouraging too. And a lot of, when we do evaluations on different presentations, people are saying that it's about time, it's about time that we have it here, that we have traditional medicine. So, we're certainly on the right track. On the right track.
Yeah, we also have a board dedicated to the history of the hospital. The Soko di Zanta, we're 113 years old. So with that being said, we have a history that a lot of people never heard of, why we're located where we're located and how we got there and why we hold our culture and our language so dear to our hearts, the history is there and people are really surprised that it used to be a hotel before it was a hospital.
It kind of got that hotel feel when you pass by it sometimes.
Well, the original one, you're kind of young. Do you remember the old building?
I remember seen pictures, my grandparents showing me pictures of it.
It's been referred to as the Cattery Hilton at times.
Well, sometimes now with, the new construction that took place, kind of got that manor look to it,
Yes. We're really excited about that.
It's amazing though. If you have a chance, come stop by, come check out the history of it, come check out all our boards, come talk to us, we're kind of chatty sometimes.
Well, that's good. That's especially what we need here on the radio, because that's all we do. I'm joined by Lisa Peterson and Linda DeLeo from the Cattery Memorial Hospital Center. I want to thank you ladies for joining us today, and you can head on back to your booth there and tell the people to come on down here. Oh, not only just there, but to the Language and Culture Fair that is taking place right here at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Thank you again, ladies.
Nyawa. Thank you. Nyawa.
We are going to take a little break here on K103.7. We're going to throw things back to Jake Lawrence and Brandy Jacobs. They're going to have the first look at traffic for you right now on K103.7.